Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. Coming to you all across the state now on Bull Falls Radio. Locally grown radio. As well as WTTN 1580. It's double radio.
We got to get cheat sheets for all
of
these.
I need cheat sheets for myself.
We need cheat sheets.
But literally, that's so far down my punch list of things I have to get done. It's on my punch list, folks. I know I need to do it. I know that it's better if I just put it right in front of me.
Well, the fun thing is, Brian, right now in the Devil Radio app, if you go to the Devil Radio app and you look, all four of those streams are right there on the Devil Radio app for you to choose from.
You can hear us on any one of those streams. Check your local area to hear your local programming. Or if you want to check out some programming in a different part of the state, as we have different morning hosts. And actually, we have four different morning hosts now in all four different markets. That's pretty darn awesome. Offering you local radio in each market.
Except one.
Well, Madison's already up in that area anyway. But they've been used to Stephanie Miller for a while.
She's right. I was going to say, Stephanie Miller is a local favorite, but not necessarily a
considering
local
literally every other local radio show comes out of Madison for the most part, yes. I'm pretty sure we're covered on the local. Especially since we had our previous guest, Jason Hafen from Dane By Local, who has his own show every Saturday.
Yes.
You can check him out.
You can check out all of Jason's shows, 11 to noon on Saturdays. Let's Get Local. Jason does a terrific hour focusing on the buy local movement here in Dane County, but also just buying local wherever you are. And it's a movement that's sweeping the nation, leaving the big box stores behind and supporting local economies and growing together in community, because that's what it's really all about.
I think the sentiment was there when the big box stores started taking over, and I don't think we had we obviously didn't have the social network to go and actually move something forward like this. Everybody just said, yeah, we should buy local. And then everyone's like, yeah, it's a good idea. How do we do that? See, bye. I'm going to go to Meijer. You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, one of the things we now have like a running spreadsheet for gifting in my family. So like easier when you get to Christmas, birthdays, all of those things. You can just see what people want because it's better than just not receive it, like getting just a generic present or somebody got you something you already got or you didn't really have any desire for. And so anytime I put anything on my list, it's like, if it's a book, it's buy local. Do not buy on Amazon. If I find out this book was bought for me on Amazon, I'm going to send it back.
Wow.
Like, stuff like that. So there's definitely things that you could do in your life. And listening to Let's Get Local is one of those things because you can find out more how to support the local economy. But outside
we're
of to, tomorrow.
We're going to do the opposite of going local right now.
We're going to go international. We're going to kind of just completely. There's not really a whole connecting this tangent except for the fact that it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, honestly. We're going to go international. We're going to talk Brittany Griner.
Yeah. And so it's got some national ties as well, but this is. It's a pretty. The verdict came out yesterday in the Brittany Griner case. She was tried in Russia. I don't necessarily know how that legal system out there works.
I'm gonna venture a guess, not as fair as ours, and ours isn't that fair either.
I was gonna say ours has plenty of room for improvement, and so I'm assuming that's even more the case for.
But I have to say, are they more incarcerated than we are? Do we lead the world in incarceration per capita?
I think we still lead per capita.
All right, so we have total room to talk about this. Good.
Yes, and so the verdict, if you want to call it that, was 9.5 years for Brittany Griner. What they're calling smuggling hash oil, I believe they were. She was smuggling
That is to call it smuggling. That is something must have been lost in translation. Because just to give you an idea, for those of you who are not necessarily into the amount of the weight or the amount of things, that's not at all anything. That's a very small amount. Okay. It wouldn't last you. It wouldn't last a guy like me like a week, if that. So,
she forgot it in her bag when she was leaving for an international trip.
That's the story that she thought that they would release her on. Or that's the story they told her to tell so that she would confess that she would
get
released, because it seems more plausible than somebody planted in there. Because you sound really crazy when you say somebody planted in there. I'm not dumb enough to fly internationally with a bunch of hash oil in my bag. You know what I mean? Like, I guess my point is that one, Yeah, that's their. It reminded me of the caning incident. You ever hear? Remember, you were. I was.
If you were young then, I don't want to tell you what I was in
junior high, I think. There was a kid in Singapore, like a rich kid in Singapore or whatever, and he littered, and then they brought him in and they caned him. Like at the time, I guess the
well, there was the auto.
The punishment was taping. It was caning. Like they got caned. And,
yeah. Auto, I forget the last
name. Warmbier?
Like, yeah, Warmbier.
That's
was
North Korea.
North Korea, too, recently. That was within the last couple of years. That happened in North Korea that he...
That was a little different. He was treated like a spy.
He stole, like, a street sign, though. Like, it was, like, the littlest thing.
No, I know. I got
thing.
You.
And, yeah. And so, not only is the...
Oh, yeah, but the, Trump went over, up and down, back and forth to go and pretend like he cared about that.
No, nobody's legitimized Kim Jong-un more than Donald Trump, meeting him in the demilitarized zone in between North Korea and South Korea. So, I mean... Whatever you want to say, the stance that he took on international things, that was legitimizing a dictator to the fullest extent in North Korea. But, and but outside of those politics, national politics alone, we've got this verdict. And some people, Brian, are celebrating it.
This is what sickens me.
This is the... Like, the verdict alone is upsetting. The fact that this was not able to be between the governments of Russia and the United States, not being able to be worked out up until this point. I think Russia is fully taking advantage of the fact that they are at war right now. They have invaded a sovereign nation. And they want to be able to use this instance of having a high-profile celebrity and professional athlete from the United States in their custody. And they are... going as far as they can with it. And so the fact that it hasn't been resolved is pretty upsetting when it comes to diplomatic relations between nations. But what's even more upsetting than that is that we have people here at home that are celebrating the fact that she had this verdict. They're cheering it.
I saw memes going around before this and celebrating this afterwards. Oh, she didn't want to kneel for the anthem. She knelt for the anthem or didn't want to come out for the anthem. So now you care about the U.S. and wanting to come back to it. I'm sorry. If that's your sentiment, go F yourself. I don't even know what to say to you. That's the worst possible. Like, I can't even. You're cheering on an authoritarian regime overstepping their bounds. You're cheering on an authoritarian regime issuing an unjust verdict for the sake of political expedience.
Political expedience. Because it's...
To have a chip in your back pocket and trade later on for
jab. That's all it is. It's a immediate jab on social media or in passing conversation that they're just going to throw out there. Like, I'm sorry, if you believe that is... If you can disagree with somebody's ability to protest all you want in this country,
how it enters into whether somebody is treated like an international criminal or not is completely beside the point.
Right, because if you believe that the outcome that you deserve for protesting and by doing that protest, displaying that protest by taking a knee during a professional athlete's platform, that is what they do. They get paid so much money because we tune in and watch the games.
Actually, the whole reason why she was over there must be pointed out. Why she's over there is that she doesn't get paid enough as a professional athlete in the United States.
Right.
So she goes over there to go and make more money.
And she's like an all-star for the WNBA. Like,
she's really good.
She's very good at what she does, and she does not get paid enough. So she has to play in the offseason on the international market to be able to make more money. That is why she was in Russia in the first place. But she was using her platform, as many athletes did, to protest injustices that they've seen, to address where they want to see changes in our country, here domestically. And if you believe that the outcome for that type of any display of that protest is that you are justifiably
serves you right. Who cares? Serves you right.
I don't even know how to put that into words, Brian, how wrong that is.
It absolutely go, like, if you have any principles and believe in the principles of this United States, it should sicken you that a United States citizen is being treated that way, both in this country which is why she didn't want to come out for the national anthem in the first place, and abroad.
Yes.
My point is unjust incarceration is unjust incarceration, whether it happens here, because there are plenty of black women in this country who, like you pointed out off the air, there are plenty of black women in this country who are serving way more time than they absolutely should already. So it's not like we have any leg to stand on as the United States. But my point is that that's unjust, and this is unjust as well. And to go and justify that by going and saying, well, she didn't stand for the anthem, is just actually, that's perfect. It goes along with the authoritarian regime, because that's what an authoritarian regime does.
Yeah.
You're not kneeling when I tell you to kneel. You're not standing when I tell you to stand. You're not giving the proper allegiance. You get locked up. That's what happens in authoritarian regimes. You know who likes those authoritarian regimes? Weak people. Weak people and people who have no sense of direction and need someone to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's those people.
Yeah.
If you're mad at Brittany Griner because she deserved it because she didn't stand for your flag, you're weak.
Not only weak, but just you have a complete perverse idea of what patriotism is. Because patriotism is love for your country and for your countrymen and women.
The same people who say I'm Christian because I go to church.
And if you don't actually believe that if you see an injustice that and it needs to be improved, then rather than just going along with that injustice, which is what kneeling for the anthem, what that movement was and still is, like that is what the whole point of taking a knee during the national anthem is addressing the injustice that we have as a nation. And if you believe that you're more patriotic because you stand, because people tell you to stand, rather than actually addressing the shortcomings and problems that we do have, that's patriotism. Just blindly following is not. And so it's disgusting to see that we have people here in the United States cheering on the verdict for the Brittany Griner case in Russia yesterday. It's disgusting.
I can't believe that people are cheering on Ivan Drago. I can't believe that people are like,
we should have seen it coming, though, Brian.
Those kids in Red Dawn are on the wrong side of history. You know? This is where we're at. Like, the people who grew up going, you know, let's beat the Russians and everything, the folks that are so excited and shed a tear, get choked up and shed a tear when they hear the Al Michaels call of how they beat the Russians in the silver medal game, those people are going, yay, Russia, right now. Those same freaking a-holes. These chest-beating patriots who drape themselves in the flag and think that by putting a flag on their back seat and scaring the crap out of their neighbors of a different color that they're somehow patriotic and everything, those same people, the people that go and beat their chest and say, I'm proud to be an American, America, America, one of our people got taken, and you're cheering it because you don't believe in the same political views that she does.
Yeah. But we should have seen it coming, Brian, because these are the same people that are cheering on Putin, saying that Putin was stronger than Biden. The let's go Brandon crowd. That's who's cheering on it and happy of this verdict that we got out of Russia yesterday. I don't know how this problem gets resolved. I have a feeling there's been discussion that there's a prisoner swap coming potentially.
I honestly hope that that's because I think that's probably the best outcome, because if we forget about her, we're never going to see her again.
Yeah, I can't imagine the serving a 9.5-year sentence in Russia. I can't believe that would be an acceptable outcome for our officials. So we're hoping that Brittany Griner gets home soon. But if you're cheering on the verdict and saying, well, she's not my kind of patriot, then you're not a patriot at all, because I'm sorry. If you are celebrating this, you're not in my mind. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left this week. 844-967-2789. You can call in, share your tangent. We're going to talk a little about some other things closer to home rather than international criminal swaps, exchanges, whatever.
The weak little boys who love them.
This is Dueling Tangents. You're listening on Devil Radio, The Shaw, Bull Falls Radio, and Locally Grown Radio. We'll be back real soon.
The Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded.